That rise of population, in addition to the acquisition of the Athenian Empire, had major consequences on the economic development of Athens. For one, you had to meet the demand of these people in terms of foodstuffs. And the Athenians did so very successfully. One was the acquisition of trade routes to import cheap wheat, either from Egypt, at the time that Egypt was in rebellion from Persia, or better yet, from the Black Sea regions, essentially from the regions of the Ukraine today. And the shipment came through the cities of the Tauric Chersonesus, which is today the Crimea, where you had these Greek colonies that had been established there since the 7th century BC. The importation of wheat greatly improved the diet of Athenians. It substituted for barley, which was the principal grain before the Athenian Empire. Most Athenians found that they no longer had shortages of wheat and grain, which would have been common before 480 BC. Furthermore, the amount of variety in the Athenian diet clearly increased. Salted fish, particularly salted meats, various types of legumes, vegetables, all were being imported for different parts, citrus fruits from different parts of the Aegean world. And as far as we can tell, the diet and quality of Athenian food rose considerably, and that was an extremely important point in extending the lives of most Athenian citizens. At the same time, the quality of life improved in other ways. The Athenians had some natural resources to their advantage. They exploited it very dexterously. One was marble, and the ability to build all sorts of marvelous marble construction. Not only in Athens, but Athenian craftsmen, sculptors, and architects were in high demand elsewhere. Athens had lead, iron. It had fabulously wealthy silver mines at Laurium, one of the few city-states to have its own silver supply. It also acquired silver mines in other parts of the Greek world, notably in northern Greece in the Pangaean area. Those were the mines disputed with that the Athenians disputed with Thasos. Those were the mines that were protected by the Athenian colony Amphipolis, founded on the Strymon River in 437 BC. And in mining revenues alone, the Athenian state was netting perhaps as much as 1,000 talents. And 1,000 talents would represent 6 million drachmae, that is the principal silver coin used in payment, per year. So Athens pioneered an economy which produced a whole wealth of furnished goods, furniture, jewelry, textiles, fine ceramics. Also, the Athenians, both on major and even on minor scale, went into commercial farming, especially in olive oil and wine. And olive oil and wine are two of the principal staples of the Mediterranean economy. Attic wines were in high demand, and olive oil, well, the olive tree will grow anywhere in Attica. And in some cases, the olive wood is used for fine construction, but the olive tree is associated with Athena. Athena is the goddess of the city. The Parthenon friezes actually, the pediment actually shows the contest between Poseidon and Athena for the city. Athena produced the olive tree and Poseidon the horse, and it was judged that Athena had produced the more valuable gift. Hence, the city of Athens became Athena's city, and was the name was taken as Athens, Athenaii, for Athena. So these commercial crops, which the Athenians were developing since the 6th century BC, became primary means of bringing in money and income to the Athenian economy. So the demand for foodstuffs to meet a growing population, the demand for all sorts of consumable objects really stimulated the Athenian economy. And here the Athenian state, the democratic state, and the empire proved essential. The democratic state was committed to a very high level of expenditure. This took the form of naval service. Every year, a number of ships went out to sea, at least 2 or 3 months. That put enormous amount of money into the hands of the Thetes. Each year, 6,000 jurors did jury service. And depending on how much you think they paid and how often they sat, the Athenian state could be committed to anywhere from 60 to 100 talents just paying wages and subsistence and other costs to maintain their jurors. The same would be true for the councilmen, who also were paid a wage for sitting on the council. The building programs we'll be discussing in the next lecture. Millions of drachmae were poured into the building programs. Known cost could run as high as 90 million, depending on how you restore the inscriptions. Likewise, the Navy and all of the facilities backing the Navy represented another expenditure on that order. And the Athenians paid their citizens well, perhaps 2 or 3 times the rate in other cities. And so enormous amounts of money were put into the hands of the Athenians by the public expenditure, which allowed the Athenians to buy the foodstuffs and all the goods necessary to meet the growing population as well as improve the quality of life. And so the high public expenditure generated the money that got into the markets that enabled the Athenians to make these purchases.